Well, I think that trajectory of Dracula coming from the very, very margins of southern Europe, right on the frontier between the European Judeo-Christian empires of Europe and the Ottoman Muslim Turkish East, it's following that trajectory from that margin up into the very core of the empire. So Dracula's house in Piccadilly is as close as you can get to Buckingham Palace, so right in the centre of the empire. That trajectory is what has happened to the Gothic all the way through the 19th century. It starts out being displaced into Spain and Italy very commonly, into wild, strange, sublime kind of spaces, and increasingly all the way through the 20th century, 19th and 20th century, it gets closer and closer and closer to home until you get in the late Victorian period this immense explosion of urban London Gothic. So you have Jekyll and Hyde, you have Arthur Machen's wonderful The Great God Pan, but also you have Dracula arriving in Piccadilly. So it doesn't last, it doesn't really focus on London for very long. And actually the book is a sort of boomerang, isn't it? It kind of starts in Transylvania, he comes to London, and then the last part of it is a chase back to Transylvania. But nevertheless, that arrival in London and the sense that this monster is at the heart of the empire is a crucial idea.